Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought it was interesting how the reaction yesterday came out about Baltimore being 0-2. And, you know, I had asked our guest in from Pittsburgh, Jeff Hathorn, about whether he's concerned that the Steelers 2-0 start is a bit of a mirage, because until they get better quarterback play, if I have to say that about Deshaun Watson, I'm damn sure going to say that about a situation in Pittsburgh where their quarterbacks are a guy who's probably washed in Russell Wilson and a guy who I still have hope for in Justin Fields. But how you have to construct that offense, it's like year one in Baltimore with Justin Fields, but with Lamar in Baltimore in year one. Like, you have to dial the thing back all the way to the basics and then hope that that works for long enough that over time you can start sculpting a passing game that fits his game. And look at how long it took for Baltimore. I mean, they drafted Lamar in 2018. They started the season with Joe Flacco. Lamar was exceptionally bad in that offense for a short period of time near the end of the season. 2019, he became the MVP of the NFL, and then from 2020 until last year, it was health issues, it was trying to figure out how to unlock him as a passer. I think that's probably pretty similar for the path for Justin Fields because of how bad things were in Chicago. And it's wild because it is just 2 weeks, but it is wild how 2 weeks in, the things that people weaponized against Justin Fields in Chicago, people are now weaponizing those same things against Caleb Williams. It's like, guys, if we're saying the same things about two straight quarterbacks, although in the history of the Chicago Bears, it's almost every quarterback, and that is, how do you build around said quarterback? If you're saying the same things, it's not the quarterbacks. It's the team. It's their evaluation. It's the position they put the quarterbacks in. So I think Steelers fans should be excited long-term that Justin Fields has a chance to do that, because if he doesn't, or if Russ doesn't grab the brass ring, you're up you-know-what creek without a paddle. But I still wonder whether the timeline of the offense hitting its peak and getting to where they're going to be a true contender, not just a playoff contender, but a Super Bowl contender, whether that matches up with a timeline on a defense with T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, a nice defensive line, whether those two timelines are in sync. And again, that's an I don't know. It's not I definitively know. So we had that conversation with Jeff Hathorn, and then with Vinny Serrato, you know, the one thing we didn't get to with Vinny, because I think you can tell, like, I thought the question answered itself. I just can't figure out why Baltimore is getting a pass at being 0-2. I know that they lost 2 weeks ago to Kansas City. There's no real shame in that. They lost to the team that I honestly came into the season thinking had the best chance to have the number one pick. So this is less about, well, you didn't beat Kansas City, although you haven't beat Kansas City in a minute, and at some point you have to start beating Kansas City if you would like to, I don't know, win a damn Super Bowl. But it's week one of the season. You cannot, under any circumstances, lose as a double-digit favorite at home. And furthermore, like, the Lamar conversation is a little tedious for me, because I do think Lamar has been in a situation where, like, Deshaun is now. until Deshaun clears the bar that is everybody's maximum bar, which is franchise quarterback, no BS, that's what the guy looks like. Until that happens, every single comment you have on his play gets rebutted with, yeah, but he's not the guy you traded for yet. And again, that's not a one game thing with Deshaun. That is a season long thing. He needs to be that good and that successful for more than a season at this point, because it's been 5 years now removed since his last high water mark. So with Lamar, I think we've gone from, well, Lamar's not a very good passer, to, well, okay, he's a good passer, but now he can't win a championship. That is textbook moving the goalpost. So for a national narrative that is wildly unfair on Lamar Jackson, I have no idea how he and the Baltimore Ravens are getting a pass for losing to a double-digit dog at home week two coming off what is an acceptable loss. Like, I don't know. And like yesterday, because I watched all the same shows you guys did. I listened to our station. I listened to Infinity Sports Network, which I'm occasionally on. I listened and kind of watched everything. And I heard a lot of talk about the Cowboys getting, you know, mollywalloped by the Saints. I heard a lot of talk about, Bryce Young getting benched here. I didn't hear a lot about how disappointing Baltimore's been. And, you know, Vinny pointed to the thing, Vinny Serrano, when he joined us in the last segment, that is one of the things that matters most. The thing I'm most cynical about the Browns right now going forward, guys, it's not even Deshaun anymore. It is the fact that you need, without David Njoku, you don't have a truly great blocking tight end out there anymore, and you don't have multiple starting offensive tackles. And the middle of your line has had a little bit of a struggle to start the season. In Baltimore, it is you're replacing all the talent that you've eked out last season and last offseason, and you've rebuilt the offensive line. 2 weeks in, if that offensive line continues to do what they've done 2 weeks in, I'm not saying that they're going to be trash, because with Harbaugh, their low water mark is like 8 or 9 wins, but that's not the expectation for John Harbaugh. And specifically, there was something in the Vegas game that I thought was really telling, and it was, I think it's in Lamar's head a little bit. I don't think it's like the Knobloch, the Steve Blass can't throw to first base kind of thing. But I do think we've reached a point with Lamar that he knows, even though the skill around him has gotten better, like Zay Flowers is incredibly fast. Derrick Henry, I do think you kind of see the teasings of what that can be if both guys can stay healthy. But I think Lamar knows. I think Lamar, in game, in situations, knows sometimes to win, he has to do Herculean things. And that's not really how you beat Pat Mahomes. It's not really how you win a Super Bowl. Yeah, I know we just had the conversation about Deshaun telling Amanda Guerra on the CBS broadcast about Deshaun saying, well, I gotta play within myself. I gotta take the easy passes. And people took that to mean Deshaun saying, you know, well, he's not gonna be the guy in Houston anymore, and now he's a game managing quarterback. But there is something to be said when you're going up against elite teams that you don't have to do it all yourself. And that you can set yourself free from your own internal pressure, right? Against Las Vegas. And I know Max Crosby's a hell of a football player, but against...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Las Vegas. Lamar had a chance. He was wide open, running free. On a play that ended in a turnover and the end of the game, Lamar had about four defenders within a specific frame of football, but he had plenty of distance between each one of those four defenders. And if you go back and look at the still framed on Sunday, it's almost like two of the defenders on either side of him are like goalposts. And beyond that lays the end zone. And Lamar's decision was to throw a backwards pass towards the sidelines, which is dangerous as it is because you basically back the player up against the sidelines and basically take the ball out of his hands and give it to somebody who isn't Lamar. So in that moment, Lamar has the play of just run for it. You are probably the fastest quarterback in the NFL. You have a better chance to win if you just try and split those defenders and go straight up the middle of the field than you do throwing the ball farther back towards more defenders to a wide receiver whose name isn't Lamar Jackson. So I heard a lot about the Dallas Cowboys getting the ever-loving you-know-what kicked out of them. I heard a lot about how atrocious the Panthers organization is. And you'd be 100% right, by the way. Dave Tepper is an absolute atrocious owner and probably the biggest embarrassment in sports right now. I heard a lot about every other loss. I did not hear a lot of Lamar criticism yesterday. And I think this Dallas game that you have coming up this weekend is where because similar to the Browns, right? The fuse was lit with that game supposedly being a bigger game because it's on national television. You can, even though that the Lamar thing happened, when the 1 o'clock games ended and they flipped over to the end of the Baltimore-Vegas game. And so a fair amount of people did see it in America. If you lose this game against Dallas, I think that is when the pass ends. 0-2 is not insurmountable. Once you get to 0-3, especially with Cincinnati and a few other big teams behind that, it starts to feel insurmountable pretty damn quick. 216-474-0092. What do you think is more misleading, Baltimore at 0-2 or Pittsburgh at 2-0?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.